father no more. Living on borrowed time and borrowed money. Sleeping in the street, there ain't a damn thing funny. Hand-me-down food, hand-me-down clothes. A rockabilly pastor which nobody knows. Makes his home all over the place. Goes to sleep by falling down on his face. Sometimes known as the leader of the homeless. Sometimes jump, he's always homeless. Sleeping on the street in a cardboard box. Fed off chickens and slaying the rocks. Johnny Ryan.
To this music. And racism is taught in the home. I truly believe that racism is young. So it's very difficult to teach racism when your kid looks up and sees Doggy Dog. Conversations naturally happen after that, right? And then within conversations that we all realize that we're more alike than we're separate.
Thank you. Police shootings start the year, continue still from there to here. While ISIS leaves a bloody trail, the bombing rages without fail. Back at home, the toughness tests competing brawn without rest. And then the shooting mayhem here, repeated daily through the year, which leads to tears and prayers and thoughts and change and action comes to naught. At least you're not a lion, Cecil. We're all dentist-hating people who love a show filled with longing and promises of carpet bombing. There is that guy with all the crowds, but he's not orange and big and loud. So may your year be nice and cheery with more cars in Egypt theories.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. This is WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Dr. Furious. It's Furious George Hour. Cranking into 2016 here tonight. Hope you're ready. Buckled in. Buckled up. We are totally having some fun here, given how crazy cool this year was. Hope it was for you, too. And I hope 16 is just as good, if not better. What are we going to do tonight? We're going to go through some of the old shows, different things that went down in 15, at least that we've spotlighted here on the Furious Show. And then maybe even get to some crazy cool music. you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you can see some of our old shows. I want to say peace to DJ Sister Cairo, who's an old school, one of the oldest Furious George fan, who's driving home safely. And everybody else out there who supports the radio station, if you happen to be listening tonight and you're just doing your normal Furious thing, there's folks out there who's probably doing that. DJ Divine might be out there. Some others. Just sit back. We're going to do our normal thing, but also maybe have some fun with some crazy-ish that went down this year. I'm not allowed to say that word, so I just said it backwards. What else is going on? Yeah, I want to just thank to the station here. We've got new leadership who are helping take over from the other folks who did an amazing job. So I want to thank those folks. And also the studio is doing great. we're going to have fun tonight. So thanks for listening to Micropop Radio. This is WCOMFM.org. I'm furious. All right,
The danger is increasing. We've got to do everything we can to protect the homeland. Keeping them out just makes sense. They're from a land that's exploding in chaos and is steeped in a culture of violence and cruelty. Who hides among the downtrodden and desperate? Who knows what sort of trouble they'll bring to our shores? They live like animals and will even put their child in danger. A child of mysterious parentage who reportedly sends encrypted messages abroad. Intelligence reports indicate he's also planning to radicalize people through religious teachings and worse, deeds. All in an attempt to recruit followers and establish a faraway kingdom. That's not America. Now, more than ever, we must keep Jesus and everyone like him out of our safe Christian country. Paid for by Fearmongers for a Christ-Free Christmas.
Exercise, save your Confederate dollars, the South will rise again. I've got an uncontrollable urge to watch pornography. Let's have a party. Let's get drunk. I've got an uncontrollable urge to smoke dope. We want that man that we can have sex with. I was cheating on my husband. Well, why not blow up something? It's kind of a hoot.
Tell you what I do, Michael. Okay.
Police shootings start the year, continue still from there to here. While ISIS leaves a bloody trail, the bombing rages without fail. Back at home, the toughness tests competing brawn without rest. And then the shooting mayhem here, repeated daily through the year, which leads to tears and prayers and thoughts and change and action comes to naught. At least you're not a lion, Cecil. We're all dentist hating people who love a show filled with longing and promises of carpet bombing. There is that guy with all the crowds, but he's not orange and big and loud. So may your year be nice and cheery with more Carson Egypt theories.
Thank you.
Something is kind of a hoot. ISIS! Let's tear stuff down.
Libertarian pro-freedom philosophy, folks. This is the outcome-based pro-freedom philosophy that he espouses. He was at the Bipartisan Policy Center. I don't know what that place is. And apparently he was at a Starbucks in 2010. And he was talking to a woman about regulation. And he wanted to make a point to her. And here's his point, you know, because you know how oppressive regulation could be, right? And the market can take care of all this stuff. All right, let's listen to this insanity, which is also even insane on his own terms.
We were talking about certain regulations where I felt like maybe you should allow businesses to opt out. We were sitting back at a table that was near the restrooms, and one of the employees just came out. She said, for example, don't you believe that this regulation that requires this gentleman to wash his hands before he serves your food is important, should be on the books? As a matter of fact, I think it's one that I can illustrate the point. I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restaurant. The market will take care of that.
Very special forecast for all of you in the deep south. Now, I'm going to speak nice and slow for you, so you shouldn't have any problems keeping up. And just so you aren't confused,
as it turned
I'm
out,
what people call a weatherman.
Was just as hard as
weatherman. I tell you what it's like outside. It's a good thing.
If they knew anything. But they just shut us down completely.
Sunshine for the rest of the week.
And
so what I'm
going to
do is
wasn't going to
big
stop us
smiley
from finding out more about the
up
hole.
On the screen. See?
We return at nightfall.
Now, the temperature is going to be 96 degrees on Monday and Tuesday.
We're gonna make
that's
fun
very hot. Remember,
okay.
The higher the number, the hotter it's going to feel.
Holy shit. Everything about this operation was dangerous.
Over here in Arkansas, we've got some sad clouds because it's going to be raining through the weekend, which means you'll want to stay indoors or you'll get very, very wet. Do you know what I mean by wet? It's when drops of water from the sky, that's rain, lands on you and makes your shirt all drippy.
bet if you think really, really hard, you can remember a time when you were wet. Now, we've got some special tips for South Carolinians to deal with the continuing heat wave in the region. Here to help us, we have Carla Bixby, just in case I was losing your attention. Thanks for joining us, Carla.
Welcome, Mike. Howdy, y'all.
Now, it's going to reach a high of 94 degrees tomorrow, so you're going to want to wear your short-sleeved clothing because that's what's going to keep you most comfortable. Don't wear your jackets, because remember, jackets are for when it's brrr out. Right, Carla?
You got that right, Mike.
Now, we've said a lot of complicated words to you, so here are some helpful pictures to make things easier. This is a ceiling fan. It has long blades that spin and make you cool. It's ice. It's like water, but cold and solid. Don't worry about how water turns into ice. Just know that it's there to help you. Okay.
Regulation, because regulations like that are completely oppressive and regulate just that they announce that they don't wash cars.
That this idea that the free market will just handle everything is absurd.
Narcotics operations have persisted despite decades of bold efforts to completely mishandle the problem. We now present The Onion Explained, the drug trade. In order to get their product to the 25 million users of illicit drugs in the United States, cartels require an efficient and low-risk smuggling system. And so the thousands of tons of drugs entering the U.S. each year are all transported inside the body of a single courier named Greg. Once a year, the world's drug cartels are believed to gather in an enormous warehouse somewhere in Latin America, where Greg will swallow approximately 100 million drug-filled condoms. Once Greg ingests the drugs, he boards a commercial airliner bound for the U.S., first having to pass through airport security without arousing suspicion. All told, the DEA estimates that 1,800 tons of cocaine alone are packed inside Greg's digestive tract, along with approximately 400 tons of methamphetamine and 500 tons of pure heroin. These figures suggest that every illegal drug currently being sold or used in the United States has passed through Greg's anus. Though everyday Latin Americans are concerned about the abundance of illicit drugs, Most are willing to put up with them for the benefits of having cartels wage constant bloody war in the streets. The vast majority of people in drug manufacturing regions, such as Mexico and Central America, realize that the murder and kidnappings they enjoy every day are only possible because of the profits from these illegal substances. Unfortunately, the carnage just can't be sustained without them. The war on drugs has been waged through traditional law enforcement measures, but the cartels remain as powerful as ever. Experts increasingly say that the only solution is to eliminate the demand for illegal drugs by instead getting buzzed on common household products, like cough syrup. Not only do items such as nail polish remover and model glue get you ripped if you really breathe that shit in, they also help shrink the market for cartel drugs. Cartels would stand to lose billions if even a third of the people using their cocaine or methamphetamine instead huffed Freon, which will knock you right on your ass just as quickly. It's easy to get by cracking open an air conditioner. In fact, if enough people realize that keyboard cleaner will put you in a fucking insane trance and that it's just sitting there right now in your desk drawer, the costly war on drugs could very well end tomorrow.
Police shootings start the year, continue still from there to here, while ISIS leaves a bloody trail. The bombing rages without fail. Back at home, the toughness tests competing brawn without rest, and then the shooting mayhem here, repeated daily through the year, which leads to tears and prayers and thoughts, and change in action comes to naught. At least you're not a lion, Cecil. We're all dentist-hating people who love a show filled with longing and promises of carpet bombing. There is that guy with all the crowds, but he's not orange and big and loud, so may your year be nice and cheery with more Carson Egypt theories.
Harder drinks, it's usually in the party mood, going out to dinner, or it's part of my life, for sure.
Well, I don't drink that much. I used to drink a lot, but I guess sometimes holidays and stuff, a little drink here and there, but not excessive drinking.
I like parties. I've been to a lot of exciting parties. During the Olympics, I had the entire Spanish yachting team for a big party in my in the backyard. That was really fun. Spaniards, you know. Ay, ay, ay.
I don't really drink.
No.
No.
Did
when I was younger.
Oh. What's your favorite drink, or what used to be your favorite?
I used to drink scotch and water.
Vodka martini.
Favorite drink is Zinfandel wine, or vodka and tonic on the other side.
My favorite now is Malbec. The moment of truth is arriving.
I didn't bring my glasses.
So it's a night to night. What there is, smooth, whiskey, with a pill part. Sweet first.
No, easy.
What do you mean easy? I haven't even poured it yet. Just
No. All that
right,
much.
Take a shot.
Good enough?
Okay.
You're not going to take that much.
Well, take a drip and take it.
Here, I'll give you some of mine.
No, I don't want it. Just
this. You poured more in mine.
You get drunk first.
Well,
my sniffer might have gone because I don't smell anything too strong. Quite
pleasant. It has a distinct smell, actually. Maybe it's the boys.
Sure, dearie. Not bad. It is hot.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. My gosh.
Whew. Very fiery. Woo! Cinnamon. It kind of tastes like a medicine type thing. Like a cinnamon hot medicine going down.
Come on, your belly, that's for sure. God.
Can I get a cigarette?
No smoking here, sir, but can't offer you a vape pen.
A vape pen? You're gonna kill me barbarically by a firing squad here in the state of Utah. But I can't get a cigarette?
Hey, vape or don't vape, buddy, I don't care.
Fine, I'll vape. Disgusting, what is that?
It's appletini flavor. Ah, I like it.
Come on. Can I get a cigarette? Just give me a cigarette.
Enough of this. I shouldn't even be talking to you this much or I'll get fired.
Rise today, and may all
Mexicans go away. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the rallies that I throw, where black lives don't matter and poor people scatter. Keep angry, old and white, the status quo. Oh, I'm creaming for a white Christmas without a brown person in sight. May we ignore the refugee's plight, and may America only be white. Merry Christmas, you losers.
In the mirror as an old man.
I look constipated in that, but like whatever, I mean, I don't care.
Three!
Hey.
Hi. He said hi to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to make the same mistakes again this year.
Yeah.
Totally.
I know that I get a little over emotional when I drink,
yeah,
but I won't do it this year.
I'm gonna worry about trying to find a guy to make out with at midnight.
I am not gonna call 911.
Scared
it smells good.
It does. It's a little too hot for me, but what do you think? It's soothing. It's kind of soothing. A bit. Boy.
It's fine.
cool, this.
It does,
that is
it?
Mighty impressive.
It's actually good.
That's what I said. It's not bad.
I like cinnamon.
I like the cinnamon flavor also.
I could get it.
Ready to do?
Hands are unnecessary.
I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restaurant.
Stop me when you feel me. Do you really?
Butler.
Well, it's been a long time since I was the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
So Percival lets me use the piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in. Go ahead. Come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly,
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Ha ha! Gee, new shirt travels fast. I'm Bing.
Pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Oh, you go back that far, huh?
Yeah. I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the Bowie household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations. Agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you were paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. Sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. That's a lovely thing.
Come, they told me, rum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum.
Hey everybody, happy New Year's Eve. Countdown here in the last hour of 2015, good year. This is the Furious George cranking into 2016. WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carver at 103.5 LPFM Micropower Community Based Radio. I do the show every Thursday. Tonight just happens to be New Year's Eve, so just having fun with it. If you like what you're hearing, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you can see some of the old shows. Or you can also have fun if you go to email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com if you want to tell us specifically. But also go to WCOMFM.org anytime you want. You can hear the station live or see some of the old shows that have been a part of the station or everything that goes on behind the scenes here. Most importantly, you guys are having a good, safe, fun New Year's Eve. Getting your resolutions down. Making sure 16 is as good as 15. I don't know about you guys. We had a pretty sweet year. Hoping it just keeps rolling. Again, thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm Furious George. Talk to you guys soon. Furious!
En la lista de los más ricos en México. Empresario, estrella de la programa La Maquiladora. Famoso mundialmente por crear canchas de fútbol
y burdeles.
Él es Donaldo Trump. Algunos dicen que él podría ser el próximo presidente de México.
Señor Trump, primero gracias por tomar tiempo de tu horario.
Ya conozco.
Cuéntame algo.
Tú tienes todo. ¿Por qué quieres ser presidente de México?
Ese es más. Porque yo soy un ganador.
meanwhile, Mr. Trump, you really are a heel. You're as racist as a Klansman dipped in dumb, misguided zeal, Mr. Trump. You're a rotten orange with alarmingly fascist ideas. You're a monster, Mr. Trump. You say Muslims are uncontrolled. Claim they cheered on 9/11. Now you want to ban them all, Donald Trump. I wouldn't touch you despite your 39.5% lead in the polls. You hate Mexicans, Mr. Trump. Say Latinos steal and rape. You want to build a wall and make Hispanics pay it all, Mr. Trump. Given the choice between you and Ben Carson, I'd choose...
Do I have to pick? They're both awful. I don't want to support either, even as a joke. In fact, this song is just going to draw more attention to Trump. Big picture, people, are we doing more harm than...
A nightmare, Mr. Trump. You're a callous sexist stooge, mocking disabled reporters, calling women ugly too, Donald Trump. The three words that best describe your lack of political experience are as follows, and I quote,
huge, huge, huge.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. This campaign you have derailed. You're an electoral fungus topped with cotton candy hair, Mr. Trump.
Your candidacy is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. And you probably disapprove of this song because it's about Christmas, but it's not religious enough, even though you don't really care. Jesus fucking Christ!
A seasick crocodile.
Thanks for watching.
Epic party last night.
I saw you run off into the woods with Jessica Fluffy Tail. She's the hottest reindeer around.
Oh, you know it, dude. We were going at it, right? And then I did my patented move, the antler surprise. First, I dunk my antlers in eggnog. Then I go...
Whoa, you and Jessica? She's worked more chimneys than Santa on Christmas Eve. I hope you wore a condom, dude.
Oh, well, I was about to, right? But then she started jingling my sleigh bells and I totally forgot.
Dude, how could you not wear a condom in today's world? I always make sure to have plenty on hand.
Look at the size of those things. They're like individually wrapped contact lenses.
Haha, yeah, whatever, man. At least my mistletoe isn't gonna fall off. If I were you, I'd go see Santa and get tested.
Yeah, that's a good idea. South Pole's starting to itch. So, what's the test say, Santa?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you wrap your present before stuffing it in the stocking?
Huh?
A condom, genius. Did you use a condom?
Oh, well, no, actually. I was in the middle of doing my move, the antler surprise.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the antler surprise, and I'd appreciate it if you'd stop ruining my eggnog. But seriously, how could you not wear a condom? I've been with the missus for as long as I can remember, and we still make sure to have plenty of condoms on hand.
Good gravy! Santa's packing a Yule log!
Wow. I think I could use one of those as a sleeping bag.
Yes, it's quite impressive. Anyway, it looks like you've got yourself an STD. Let's go see Dr. Snowman. He might be able to prescribe something for you.
Looks like somebody's been doing the old antler surprise.
Yeah, I know. Look, do you have anything to make this go away?
No. I've got some stuff that can reduce the itching, but you'll still get the occasional flare-up.
That's my only option?
Well, it's either that or I can freeze the whole thing off.
Okay. I'll take that as a no. Well, even though you managed to make the naughty list, I got you a present anyway.
Hey, thanks, Santa. I thought for sure I was getting a lump of coal this year.
Ho, 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 ho. Actually, another symptom of your STD is a lumpy coal discharge. It's extremely painful.
Oh. Trojan reminds you to spread the cheer, and nothing else this holiday season.